Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, June 20th. Fired up to get into this conversation here today. A conversation I don't know that we need to be having, but because so many people are talking about it on the internet, on Twitter.com, we're going to set the record straight, settle this Gabe Davis, Calvin Ridley debate that's been going on. A lot of folks have been talking about the Jaguars wide receivers lately, claiming that Gabe Davis is the Calvin Ridley replacement. That's simply not true from the Jaguars' point of view. We're going to talk about it here today. I think that there is room for a nuanced conversation here. I know not everyone wants to have nuance in conversations. People want to say everything is this or that. It's black or white. That's just not the case. So we're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. So let's get into it. The Jaguars, they reached a deal with Gabe Davis during the legal tampering period this offseason. Gabe Davis and his representation. They did that when they still thought that Calvin Ridley was going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. When they agreed to sign Gabe Davis, they firmly believed Calvin Ridley was still going to be a Jaguar. The entire NFL, outside of maybe Tennessee and New England, believed it was a formality, a foregone conclusion, that as soon as the new league year hit, Calvin Ridley would be a Jaguar once again. Now, why were the Jaguars waiting for the new league year to hit? Because they did not want to give up a second-round pick to the Falcons that it was going to cost them if they signed him to an extension. Signing him to a new contract, again, after the new league year starts, it would be a third-round pick to the Falcons instead of a second-round pick to the Falcons. Either way, even without signing Calvin Ridley, they still had to give up the third-round pick. But they did not want to give up that second-round pick in order to retain Calvin Ridley. But that also allowed other teams to enter the fray. The Patriots felt that they were competitive with their offers to land Calvin Ridley. But ultimately, the Tennessee Titans, Jaguars' division rival, most hated division rival, they swooped in, they offered him the biggest contract that was on the table, and he took it, bottom line. So that's kind of how it went down there as soon as the new league year started. The entire NFL thought that Calvin Ridley was going to be a Jaguar. The Jaguars thought Calvin Ridley was going to be a Jaguar. The Titans had some extra cash. They said, we're going to sign Calvin Ridley. We're going to make sure that Will Levis has the weapons in place to figure out if he's the quarterback of the future or not for the Tennessee Titans. I think that that's what they were trying to do there. I think for the most part, they do have the pieces in place, not trying to get off on a Titans tangent. But this, in my opinion, was a Trent Baalke mistake when it comes to process. I've talked, if you pay attention on this channel, I talk about process a lot. Had the Jaguars locked up Josh Allen earlier in the offseason and not had to place the franchise tag on Josh Allen, they could have placed the franchise tag on Calvin Ridley and then signed him to a new deal as soon as the new league year started while he was still under the tag. That would have disallowed other teams to join the party. That would have ensured that Calvin Ridley was still a Jacksonville Jaguar. Again, this is a process conversation at the moment. The Jaguars wanted Calvin Ridley back. They did. They wanted to and believed that they would be able to retain Calvin Ridley and then select a cornerback or some other position, probably corner, in the first round. They basically told us that. Like, Trent Baalke said they would not have gone after Brian Thomas Jr. if Calvin Ridley was still in Jacksonville. They wouldn't have. And again, I think the results are interesting. We're going to talk about the results, but the process was the Jaguars wanted Calvin Ridley back. They weren't able to do that because, in my opinion, they didn't get Josh Allen's deal done quick enough. Bottom line. And Like, you can say there's revisionist history, or you can try to subscribe to revisionist history and say that Josh Allen and his representation weren't ready to talk about a new deal right after the season. That's simply not the case. If you remember at the end of the season press conference late in January, Trent Baalke sat up there and told the media and told the entire Jaguars fan base that they had not begun negotiations yet on a new deal. The very next day, Josh Allen's representation was pissed that he was talking in a press conference about a new deal, talking to the media about it, but not talking to them about it. They wanted to get the deal done. Now, sure, there is a process to getting a deal done, a deal as big as Josh Allen's was, but in my opinion, they could have got it done sooner. They could have been able to place the franchise tag on Calvin Ridley, and he would still be in Jacksonville, which was their goal all along, keeping Calvin Ridley in Jacksonville. So the Jaguars would not have taken Brian Thomas Jr. if they still had Calvin Ridley. They basically told us that. So the Jaguars' plan A was for Ridley to be back and to also have Gabe Davis, getting back to that topic, to also have Gabe Davis on the roster with Calvin Ridley. And then, you know, likely move on from Zay Jones. That was the plan. It did not work out. So now in hindsight, you have people making an argument that because Calvin Ridley's not in Jacksonville and Gabe Davis is, that Gabe Davis is the Calvin Ridley replacement, when that's not true. The Jaguars wanted both of them. So in the Jaguars front office and coaching staff's minds, Gabe Davis is not here to replace Calvin Ridley. Brian Thomas Jr. is here to replace Calvin Ridley. What makes this conversation somewhat interesting, in my opinion, though, and kind of worth addressing, is the fact that in 2023, Calvin Ridley was lined up as an ex-receiver, an on-ball receiver, a ton, like way more often than not. And I think the Jaguars, after reviewing the 2023 season, maybe at some point during the 2023 season, kind of realized that that was a mistake. Calvin Ridley should be given free releases. He should not be an X receiver. Hence their desire to sign Gabe Davis, who has the size, the physicality, the verticality.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To be an X receiver, right? To line up and face press coverage a lot more than often than not. So Gabe Davis was signed, in my opinion, to give Calvin Ridley more free access, more free releases off the line of scrimmage to be able to line up as the Z on the outside to make his job easier, in my opinion. The Jaguars haven't come out and said that part, but reading the tea leaves, seeing how this thing went down, that's absolutely how I see it. And Gabe Davis, he's been a guy that's lined up at X a ton for the Buffalo Bills. He's been a first down, a touchdown, a machine, a high average depth of target receiver throughout his time in the NFL. He's also a good blocker, a dirty work type of guy. So what's really interesting about this conversation is I do actually think that Gabe Davis will be lined up at X more often than not. And yes, Calvin Ridley was lined up at X more often than not last season. So I can kind of understand why someone would argue that Gabe Davis is replacing Calvin Ridley as the X receiver and that Gabe Davis is not as talented as Calvin Ridley. That entire paragraph is true, but it lacks context. Again, the Jaguars wanted them both on the same team so that they could free Ridley up to not have to be the X receiver. So they realized, in my opinion, the error of their ways, and they were ready to try to fix it this year. So now Gabe Davis, instead of freeing up Calvin Ridley, I think he's going to be freeing up Brian Thomas Jr., Christian Kirk, Evan Engram and company, right? He is going to align at X a ton, and Ridley did that last year as well. But this is not a one-to-one comp. The Jaguars realized that was not the best use of Calvin Ridley's skill set. He was somewhat miscast by default as the Jaguars' X receiver because they did not have a quality group of outside receivers last year. Yes, Christian Kirk and Evan Engram are very, very good receivers, but they align a lot more inside than they do outside. So the Jaguars figured it out too late, in my opinion, that Calvin Ridley shouldn't be their X receiver. They planned to fix it this offseason, but they lost Ridley to a division rival. They pivoted to Brian Thomas Jr. in round one, and that's how we got to where we are right now. It wasn't as simple as the Jaguars saying, we're going to replace Calvin Ridley with Gabe Davis. No, not at all. I want to end on this note. It's entirely possible that while the process was flawed, in my opinion, for Trent Baalke, for the reasons I talked about earlier, that Gabe Davis at X, Brian Thomas Jr. as a move Z type of player, Christian Kirk in the slot, Evan Engram at tight end, it's possible with that group that this is a more coherent and complementary group of receivers than they had in 2023. Calvin Ridley being miscast in 2023 led to a lot of issues. It's also possible that as a Z who can align at Z off the ball, X on the ball, assuming Brian Thomas Jr. can beat some press, and then also in the slot, we saw him being a slot fade merchant. Jaguars love running the slot fade. Christian Kirk's been doing it, but Brian Thomas can do it as well. It's also possible that Brian Thomas Jr. as a rookie is more consistent, less volatile in 2024 than Ridley was in 2023. Because let's not forget, Calvin Ridley, even though he did have a 1,000-yard season and scored 8 touchdowns coming off of not playing football in almost 2 years, he drew like a couple hundred yards more in defensive pass interference calls. He was hit or miss. When you threw him the football, would he be in the right place at the right time? Would he catch the ball in high leverage moments? Would he get his feet down in high leverage moments? These were all serious questions, and more often than not, the answer was no. So it's not like Calvin Ridley was this godsend to the Jaguars offense that elevated everything around him. Again, was he miscast? Yes. Did he have issues of his own? Absolutely, yes. Dropped the football a lot, didn't get his feet down in bounds way too often in big moments, wasn't in the right place at the right time in big moments. I mean, he only caught 57% of his targets last year. That's low. That is low. And I think that there was just a lack of connection, a lack of chemistry, a lack of understanding of this offense for Calvin Ridley last year. You can understand why, not having played in close to 2 years, but it wasn't quite what the Jaguars expected. The Jaguars miscast him a little bit, and he underperformed a little bit in some big moments. So now I think the Jaguars have this new plan. I think the results of this offseason are pretty darn good, right? You're able to upgrade in the trenches a good bit. You're able to get Brian Thomas Jr., who is certainly less polished than a Calvin Ridley, but has way more upside. Like, as good as Calvin Ridley is as a Z in this league, Brian Thomas Jr. has the potential to be a dominant X receiver. And at the very least, a great Z. A great number two. Because he's bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic. And, he did it at the highest level in the SEC last year at a young age. So we'll see how it plays out. I just wanted to kind of dive into this, explain this situation with a little more nuance than a lot of people are doing on the internet right now. So hopefully it was kind of informative. If you'd enjoyed the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.